Good morning, Kent. I'm Cal Cornbread Halverson with your MI Farm Brief for Friday, July 31, 2026. Here is your weather for Dodge County, MN. Today, a high near 69 degrees, showers and thunderstorms. Tonight, a low near 59 degrees, rain showers. Now for Cal's market read. Overnight, corn slipped about 2 cents, and beans slipped about 1 cent. Recent trend, over the last 5 sessions, corn has eased and beans have eased. That is the backdrop your cash bid is moving against. Here is our read on why. Cutting the other way, demand still reads firm per morning ag clips. New MSU Extension Farm Stress Training Toolkit. Honest truth, the take does not hand us one clean reason today, so take this as our best read, not gospel. Stocks are steady going into the open, S&P futures close to flat. A calm Wall Street is what your banker likes to see. It keeps the rate and input cost backdrop behind your operating note quiet for another day. Now, here is what moved across the wires from my news desk. Story 1. Boozman hopeful about snap deal before August 6th farm bill markup. We're working on it. Boozman told AgriPulse when asked about the odds of Republicans and Democrats reaching a deal over upcoming changes in the federal supplemental nutrition assistance program. Boozman on Thursday said the talks are focusing more on a potential one-year delay. Disagreement over cuts and structural changes made to SNAP in last year's One Big Beautiful Bill Act threatens to unravel attempts to get a new farm bill through Congress. The prospect of a two-year delay lacks broad Republican support, she told AgriPulse newsmakers. Story 2. New MSU Extension Farm Stress Training Toolkit. Since 2016, Michigan State University, MSU, Extension's Managing Farm Stress educational programs and resources have helped thousands of agricultural professionals and farm families address economic, weather-related and personal challenges. Rural stressors can include loneliness and social isolation, limited access to health care and other essential services, financial constraints, unpredictable weather and crop conditions, market uncertainty, labor shortages, caregiving responsibilities and stigma associated with seeking mental health support. Michigan State University Extension also offers a variety of programming and resources to support yourself or loved ones undergoing mental health distress. The article, part of the Telling the Story project, recounts the Vanderweel family's experience following a fatal tractor rollover on June 24, 2009. Story 3. Michigan Youth Livestock Scholarship Winners. MDARD is committed to improving quality of life in Michigan, and that includes ensuring our young people have access to the education they need to pursue fulfilling, good-paying careers in agriculture, food processing and veterinary science, said MDARD Director Tim Boring. In addition to the awards above, more than $62,000 of sale abration proceeds were deposited into the Michigan Education Saving Plans and the MYLSF scholarships for youth exhibitors who compete in judging and showmanship events at the Michigan Livestock Expo. The Livestock Conservancy Microgrants Program continues to put funding into the hands of its most important conservation partners, those stewarding genetic treasures for the security of tomorrow's food and fiber systems. One project, specifically, that I've worked. Story 4. Farm Bureau analysis details concern about available Commodity Credit Corporation funds. While the increases in the farm safety net through the One Big Beautiful Bill Act were welcome, there are concerns about USDA receiving enough funding for the safety net to work. Newton shared, for close to 100 years now, USDA has used the Commodity Credit Corporation to implement congressionally established programs, and today, those programs are really the farm bill programs that farmers and ranchers have come to depend on. If the Commodity Credit Corporation doesn't have liquidity, USDA's hands are really tied, he added. While potentially having to delay or prorate these important programs that farmers depend upon without additional borrowing authority, and if USDA is out of liquidity, there's going to be some important policy decisions that need to be made, or Congress is going to have to step in and replenish the CCC, stated Newton. Story 5. Mexico advances white corn commercialization strategy. The Mexican government reached an agreement with grain traders, flour millers and the food industry to advance the commercialization of the 2026 spring-summer white corn harvest in the states of Campeche, Guanajuato, Jalisco, Michoacán, Querétaro and Tlaxcala, according to Mexico Business News. According to Bloomberg, Chicago soybean futures fell the most in more than 2 months as a pause in fighting between the U.S. and Iran eased. Story 6. $25 million awarded to new facility in screwworm fight. Rollins visited the livestock inspection facilities at the Douglas, Arizona, port of entry, yesterday, highlighting the department's measures taken ahead of the planned reopening of the port to livestock trade on August. During her visit, Rollins also announced USDA's commitment to invest $25 million toward the opening of a new sterile fly dispersal facility in Arizona to strengthen the nation's long-term response to New World screwworm, NWS. The phased nature of the Mexican border reopening means it will likely take some time before significant numbers will cross the border. And Story 7. Top View continues dairy tradition at the Ohio State Fair. Eric and Mary Top, along with daughters Madeline and Mackenzie, discuss their years of exhibiting, the work required to develop quality cattle, and the opportunities available through the open show. This video is part of an Ohio AgNet series highlighting the families behind the Ohio State Fair open shows, presented with support from Farm Credit Mid-America. Story 8. Pivot Bio CEO. Rising input costs continue to pressure farmers ahead of 2027 crop decisions. Chris Abbott tells Brownfield it's a different situation than previous years. We haven't seen that, right? Our corn really looks really good. Abbott and Bedeker spoke during Pivot Bio's 1 million thanks buddy seed tour in late July. Story 9. Inner Plant launches Crop Voice for disease control in soybeans and corn. Crop Voice Whole Farm builds on the success of the company's inner soy sensors that are genetically engineered to emit an optical signal when infected, and adds inner corn sensors so farmers can protect both crops. Crop Voice Whole Farm provides soy and corn farmers with insights to determine the best times to make confident spray decisions and provides them with data to confirm an infection before symptoms are visible in the field. For decades, farmers have relied on indirect signals such as weather forecasts, scouting reports, soil conditions, and historical disease pressure to guide crop protection decisions. Just one good idea will pay for your subscription hundreds of times over. Provide expert analysis and decision support to increase productivity and profitability. Story 10. Board of Peace reaches agreement to disarm Hamas in Gaza. Trump says. Trump hailed the agreement as a monumental step toward lasting peace and security in the region. The agreement will be carried out in carefully structured phases. The board is chaired by Trump. Under this agreement, Gaza will finally be in the hands of a new Palestinian government that serves its people. And now, a stop at the coffee shop. Here is today's joke. The grain bin sweep auger crawled around the bin all afternoon. The farmer's grandson said, "It's slow." The farmer said, "It's patient. There's a difference. The sweep knows the difference. You will too." Here is Cal's quiz. The 1929 Federal Farm Board, first federal crop price support, spent about how much by 1932, and failed? A. $50 million. B. $500 million. C. $5 billion. D. $50 billion. And the answer: $500 million buying wheat and cotton. It failed because supply kept growing, teaching the architects of the 1933 AAA that you have to control supply, not just buy surplus. Source: USDA Economic Research Service Depression Era Policy History. That is your brief. Have a safe day in the fields, and thanks for letting MI Farm AI ride along this morning.